When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Happy New Year. I am Joe Reed. I have Kendra Winchester with me. She's a contributor to Audiophile, and she's with me for the entire week. Happy New Year, Kendra.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Did you have a good holiday?
I did. We saw both families this year, so that was really nice. And I think the corgis will sleep for the next 5 months, possibly.
Always a good thing. Okay, Kendra, what are we going to be talking about today, the first of the year?
Well, we're actually starting with a book called Day by Michael Cunningham, and that is read by the incredible Julianne Moore. And if people might be familiar with Michael Cunningham, he wrote The Hours, and he is known for his stream of consciousness style because he loves Virginia Woolf, as do I. And so I was so excited to have a new novel from him.
And this novel has been getting a lot of attention. What did you think about it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it has a bit of a unique setup. So we follow this one family over the course of 3 years. Only each section of the book, the three sections, one is on April 5th, 2019, one is on April 5th, 2020, and one is on April 5th, 2021. So we see these little snapshots on this particular day of this family. And you could say this is a pandemic book.
Yeah, I would think 2019, 2020, we know what's going on by April and it's not good. And then 2021, we're slowly getting out of it.
Yes. And, you know, this is such a beautiful family novel. I think that might be the theme this week. We have Isabel and her husband, Dan. They have two kids and they live in this tiny New York City apartment. And Isabel's brother, Robbie, lives kind of upstairs in kind of this like joint apartment situation, but they need more room because they have two kids. They did not plan to stay in this tiny apartment this long, especially with two kids. So Robbie is leaving. But the messy part kind of is that Dan and Isabel's marriage is not great. And they, in fact, both love Robbie way more than they love each other.
You know, Cunningham has always been so good about writing about these, I want to use the term blended families, but that's not quite right. But the way different people come together in different ways to create family.
Yes, yes. I definitely feel that. He has like this quality where he investigates both chosen family and biological family and all the different messy ways that, you know, that can look.
Agreed. And how does the narration work? What's the structure of the book? Is it third person, first person? Does the narrator switch?
So this is, I guess you say, like a third person omniscient. This is a stream of consciousness. So we're just moving in and out of people's heads. This can be like a bit to adjust to, almost like when you listen to a Shakespeare play. What Julianne Moore does is she just moves seamlessly. And we jump into different people's heads and she subtly changes her narration based on whose head we're in. And I just thought that was just brilliant. It was, she made it look so easy.
And Cunningham is also, was an early writer in foregrounding gay and trans characters, and I'm assuming they will appear in this book as well.
Yes, Robbie is gay, and he and his ex-boyfriend have broken up fairly recently, but he also has this past, you know, fling that's hinted with Dan, his sister's husband. What really happened with Robbie and Dan back in the day?
Well, why don't we hear a little bit of it? Do you want to set this up for us?
So this is the very first part of the book, we're in Isabel's perspective for this section, and she is observing the first notes of spring that are appearing in her neighborhood.
Okay, this is Day by Michael Cunningham, read by Julianne Moore.
Isabel, who has not slept, stands at her bedroom window wearing an XXL t-shirt that reaches to the middle of her thighs. The ponytailed woman jogs past the man in the dress as he fits his key into the lock of his lobby door. The shoe repair man pulls up the steel grate, preparing to open his shop. Why does he open so early? Who could possibly need shoes repaired at 5 a.m.? The first tentative signs of spring have arrived. The tree in front of Isabel's building, a silver maple, which according to Google is messy and shallow-rooted, has produced hard little buds that will soon burst into five-pronged leaves. Unremarkable until a strong enough wind flutters up their silver undersides. On a windowsill across the street, a bouquet of daffodils stands in a water glass. The winter light, which is for months has been still and pale, seems to have quickened, as if the molecules of the air itself are newly activated.
It strikes me, at least in the part that we heard now, it's a very readerly narration, but it also reminds me of The Hours in some ways. Did you get flashes of that too when you were listening?
Definitely. There are Virginia Woolf's stream of consciousness style in the book. And, you know, just the first opening passages, I was just thrown back to The Hours and what a joy that book was to read. And I really need to just re-listen to it.
And in the meantime, we have Day by Michael Cunningham, read by Julianne Moore. Kendra, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Brilliance Publishing. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.